Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Take two. It's the morning show, 960 The Ref, presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan Dave and Steve Colquitt on Wednesdays. Proud to be interrupted by Brendan Todd. Great interview just a moment ago. That was fun.
He just lives right down the road. We'll give his address later on in the show.
Yeah, head over there and congratulate him and get some advice on how to hit back-to-back hole-in-ones on the same hole in two different days.
Awesome. That just blows my mind.
That whole interview is in the process of uploading as we speak to 960theref.com and on the brand new 960 The Ref app. It's all very easy and convenient. In fact, I was driving somewhere a couple days ago and just plugged in the 960 The Ref app into the car and good to go. Fired up.
Yes, indeed.
It's that easy if you're out of range of our regular radio signal. All right, let's get to some dogs in the NFL. We're going to have to kind of play a little faster than normal since our next couple segments are shorter, but always happy to have Steve Colquitt in. I guess we always start Wednesdays with you giving your, I don't know, we haven't named it officially yet, but your dog of the week, your Colquitt's collar of the week. Where do you want to start today, Steve?
You know, Justin Houston had a pretty good game on one play.
One play.
One of the most amazing plays you'll see in terms of statistical anomaly, I guess. What's the term? Scoragami?
The scoragami.
This will be a statagami.
Love it.
But
I like that.
Yeah. So the Vikings were backed up their quarterback rolls out and sort of double pumps, and on that second pump, Justin at the same time both sacks him and strips the ball from him. The ball lands literally at the quarterback's feet where an offensive lineman falls on it with no design to get up and run with the ball. But Justin, lying on top of the quarterback, his leg is on top of the offensive lineman, so he gets credit for tackle number two.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either. But and I think sometimes maybe the NFL statistical things are there's no rules. They just sort of figure it out as they go. Just,
hey. I don't know what you're talking about, Steve. I saw two tackles on that play, but so I'm going to give him two.
But I read the I reread the book, and he had three tackles for the game, but only one other tackle in the play-by-play. So there were two tackles on one play for him.
But, you know, we joke about that, but like in fantasy football, if you have the Colts defense, you know, sacks mean something, just depending on your league, tackle for loss, just different kind of things could come into play, and certainly a safety. So I know he probably made fantasy football fans happy just with that one play, like you said, getting a sack and a safety.
You know, we just had Brendan Todd on, and he was talking about how it's week to week, and you're almost an independent contractor. Another way of looking at professional sports, too, is what happened with Isaiah McKenzie the last couple of weeks. He was a healthy scratch 2 weeks ago, did not suit up even for the game. Last week, he's not only does he start, but he makes three catches and goes out and has, you know, a pretty solid game. So it goes to show how week to week, even at that level, you can be up and you can be down and you can be part of the mix, in the mix,
yeah.
and not. But, and you know, this just in, the Bills are 6-2, kind of quietly. And they're undefeated on the road, which come playoff time, that could mean something for them.
How much are we giving Nicole Chernowski credit for this?
Hendricks.
That's right, Hendricks.
You know, she was here for the Notre Dame game. Nicole was a student assistant of ours for a few years, and now handles PR and social for the Bills. And she's very excited about this team. Mm-hmm. Even at Notre Dame, even a few weeks ago, they felt like they might have something.
As soon as I learned to say Chernowski, she changes her name to Hendricks. So thanks, Nicole.
That's women for you.
I know, man. Where else we going, Steve? What else we got? Let's get off that topic.
you know, we sort of joked last week about Ben Jones being a slacker and having only played 520 snaps out of 521. But as the week went on this past week, we came to find out that he actually suffered a concussion in that game. And, of course, we've talked about this. You do not mess around mm-hmm. with head trauma. And so when he came in on Monday and was showing the size of the concussion symptoms, the Titans rightfully shut him down. And that was his that's the first time he's ever missed an NFL game in his time with the Texans and the Titans. He had played 120 straight Man. Games, and it also started 86 straight at both guard and center for the Titans and Crazy. The Texans as well. But, you know, you may remember this, but when Ben was here, at age 10, he was struck in the head with a baseball bat and suffered a fractured skull and had a blood clot on his brain. So if there's anyone who understands that you don't mess around with head trauma, it's Ben Jones. He was shut down from any kind of activity for a year during that
span. At the age of 10.
At the age
wild.
Of 10. So,
is he just in the protocol now? Is that the concussion protocol?
He's in the protocol.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's not done for the year.
No, they have not IR'd him. Now, they did sign or take someone from a practice squad who plays on the offensive line.
Gotcha.
So that they're shoring up their depth just in case. But, again, it is a business, and you have to
sure.
you have to have the personnel.
Sure.
Speaking of personnel, kind of getting back on the field, or at least starting to play, it looks like A.J. Green finally will be playing for the Bengals this week. They may have forgotten what number 18 looks like on the field, but the trade deadline came and went, and obviously he was not traded. And then the talk sort of shifted to, well, what happens long term? And, of course, he's a free agent at the end of the year. The Bengals can actually apply that franchise tag to him, and he really is not interested in that at
None
all.
None of them want that.
And he said he's not into the one-year type of thing. Either let's go long term or just let me go. That was his quote. And but you know there was a great line from AJ, and I believe he's being above board here, where he says, "I'm genuinely happy in Cincinnati. You know, we might not be winning, but I'm very happy here." He says, "But at the same time, this is a business, and I know what my worth is for both this yep. franchise or others, and so we're going to have some very serious discussions."
Thomas Davis,
a name that will never go away.
Nope,
ever.
Unless he goes to London.
That's right.
which is actually why I put him on this week, because now they did have a nice win over Green Bay, which I think Aaron Rodgers called a slice of humble pie.
Yeah.
You know, they got smacked around pretty good. But yeah, the report in The Athletic in the last day or so that the Chargers might be permanently moving to London.
Although their owner said that is not true.
Yeah, he used some expletives saying that.
And certainly no timeline there, but for Thomas Davis, at least he's on year one of a two-year contract, so this probably won't impact him anyway. But I did notice that when the Rams were in London, they caught up with Todd, and Todd was just going crazy about how much he loves London and how he's going to retire to London when he, you know, or yeah. live in London when he retires and all of this. So.
Until he meets his tax accountant, and then he'll realize that is not going to work out.
I could see Todd doing it. He's an explorer, if you would. He just has that wild hair to him, I feel like, where I could see him doing something like that.
He had some good Halloween costume pictures on Instagram, too, so if you haven't seen those, go check those out.
So TD had four tackles in the win. That was a big win for San Diego, and that was a rough loss there for Green Bay.
For sure.
What else did we have? What did Matthew Stafford do?
Well, it seems like every week he's passing somebody on a record book.
That's going to stop after this week, though. Okay. You know, he's up to 18th. He did pass Kerry Collins. He's got now 41,000 yards passing. Mm. He's still 2,000, though, from 17th and 8,000 from the top 10. So it looks like he's got it's going to take some time to get his way up there. But there were some interesting comments this week on a radio show with Golden Tate, who now is with the Giants and, of course, played with Matthew in Detroit and with Russell Wilson in Seattle and, I guess, technically with Eli Manning in New York now, although Manning's not their quarterback. And Golden Tate was saying that Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback I've ever played with. There's not a throw he cannot make. And he was saying that if he were with teams like the Saints and the Packers with that support staff, quote, he would have a couple of rings for sure. And we've talked about that, you know, is that Matthew's legacy that he's going to be this great statistical guy but not have the postseason part around
him. I'll tell you what, we think of Dan Marino as one of the greatest to ever do it, and he doesn't have the rings. So.
He got, and the many, thing is, many though, others, it was granted it was his rookie year, yeah. but he did get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't win it, well, like but Chipper, he got to it.
Chipper Jones won the World Series yeah. his rookie year, and that was it.
Yeah.
But at least he got the ring.
Got to a few others.
I will definitely think of Matt Stafford as one of the best. I'm curious what his next 5-6 years hold. I really am.
And certainly Halls of Fame are mm-hmm. nice, and I'm sure that you know he's not necessarily looking at that. But to have that kind of respect from his peers and from teammates and opponents – that I'm sure for Matthew, at least right now, that's as ringing an endorsement as he would like to have.
That's great stuff. It really is. Where else do you want to go?
McCole
Hardman.
Or Miko.
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 Just drop the L-E off.
That's right.
You know, kind of a strange game for Miko. He started, and on the very first play of the game, he had a rush, an end-around type rush. But then he only had 11 or 10 more plays. Hmm. The rest of the game on offense, you know, it just goes to show that the game plan will go the way the game plan
yeah,
goes.
Exactly.
But he did make an impact with special teams, as he always does, where he had 15 snaps there. But, you know, again, among the rookies, first among punt return, third in receiving touchdowns, and fifth in yards, and fifth in kickoff returns. And again, 6-3 team that's kind of getting itself in position for some playoffs, and they're 4-0 on the road.
And that was a big win for them
for sure.
without Mahomes. And who knows if that has something to do with the, you know, how, like, we're talking about the game plan and that kind of thing too.
But it's nice to see at least him in the discussion of Rookie of the Year. He probably won't wind up with the stats enough to qualify for that
right.
kind of thing because of the versatility that he's giving them
yeah.
receiving and returns and all that. Not one major thing, but
sure.
several things. Again,
he's been valuable
finding
though.
That niche yeah. that they need him to play.
I'm trying to think, who is kind of the front runner for that? Is it Kyler Murray?
Well, I think it's Bosa as far as the defense.
On the defensive side,
yeah.
Okay,
but yeah, probably one of those quarterbacks
yeah.
would be in play. So,
As I heard him called on a radio show earlier, national radio show, Tony Michel. How did Tony Michel do this week?
Really, somebody called him Tony Michel.
it could have just been a you know. Somebody saying something.
You know, you've touched on this before with Sony. You never know if it's going to be 20 carries or if it's going to be 4 carries. Well, this week it was 4 carries.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't run the ball very much. I think they only had about 10 or 12 rushes for the entire game as
well.
It
they
was.
Got down.
Exactly.
They were down early. And,
exactly.
Yeah. They were having to play catch up. And then the Ravens got that. Wasn't it a scoop and score to start the second half?
I think that's right.
And
yeah.
that buried any chance of New England running
yeah.
the ball.
But I was reading one of the NFL websites. It's called the Ground Index, which is actually written by former NFL running back Maurice Jones-Drew. And he was saying that he felt like that Sony was really primed for a second-half breakout. Sadly, we didn't see it against the Ravens, but he feels like that he's the kind of guy that can be that tough runner, be that clock manager an NFL offense needs, especially
oh, yeah.
when you're trying to bury teams like that.
Yeah, when I saw Ground Index, Maurice Jones-Drew, I was like, what does that mean? I had no idea that's what he's doing right now.
Just my bullet points for myself.
I love it.
Just
I love
my,
it.
Just
and
my
I do
notes.
Love the bullet points.
You know, speaking of the Patriots, looks like Isaiah Wynn is close. He's back at practice. He's had that turf toe since game two, actually the first play of game two or first or second of game two. So it looks like he's working his way back, and they've got him targeted to return November 24th against Dallas. Now, I didn't know this until doing a little bit of – amazing what you find out when you read, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
what?
You know, the half-year injured reserve is a fairly new concept. We've only had it in play for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now. But there are several players on all rosters that are on the half-year IR, but you can only activate two of that group. So – right now, Isaiah is not technically active, but he has been sort of earmarked as maybe the one that will be activated.
Okay.
But basically what has to happen is on the 24th, he either has to be activated or he goes back on IR for the rest of the season. He can't come back the next week or 3 days later or something like that. It would be for the rest of the year. So there are some decisions to be made for the Patriots for sure.
Logan, you got anything over there?
Just my man Nick Chubb. Just I guess an average day for Nick. It's you never know in the NFL. Same as Sony Michel. You're either going to get 4 carries, 20, and sometimes you go up against a pretty good defense.
Well, 20 carries, 65 mm-hmm. yards, four catches, 26 yards. So he had a pretty solid day.
Absolutely. 24 touches.
In that regard, but boy, the Browns are
they're a dumpster
so
fire.
Hard to watch.
I know.
Oh, and I feel so badly for Nick because I know that he would really he deserves a better fate than what's going on with them.
I agree. And now Mayfield's getting all, you know, just
squirrely
sideways with the
yeah, exactly.
You think about Mayfield, he is not used to losing football games. A lot of these guys out of college that had such great success in high school and in college, for the first times in their career, they're having to deal with like multiple losses in a season. So it's always interesting to see how they handle that. But I think we're seeing the frustrated side of Baker Mayfield right now. He's not used to that.
Another guy we're keeping an eye on as far as injuries goes is Rashad Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, it's almost becoming like a lost season for Rashad. I mean, he's missed. I think he's only played three games this year. He had an ankle problem at the beginning of the year, and now he's got what's listed as a chest injury, and that just does not sound
good. That sounds awful.
That sounds like some sort of a blow to the chest. Woo! Or contusion. There's never really been that I can find a description of what that is, but yeah, a chest injury does not sound good mm-hmm. at all.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up. This is the Morning Show on 960 The Ref. All right, it's 9:54 back here on the Morning Show presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. We had Brendan and Brandon today, Brandon Adams and Brendan Todd, and then just Steve.
But my brother's name is Brandon.
Is it really? How weird is it? So we've had Brendan, Brandon, and brother of Brandon.
My brother is also Brandon. So
oh, my God.
So many going on here.
Oh,
it's
my
a lot
Lord.
Happening right now.
My sister's name is Beth. There's a B.
B-B-B.
Can I get that in there? Wow. Yeah,
I'll add that.
All right, I'm out of here. That's too weird.
I'll add that to what I've learned today.
Yeah.
I've also learned quickly that Minneapolis is in the Central Time Zone. Who knew? Steve, did you know that?
He did.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of swim meets there.
Okay. A lot of swim meets, and Coach Hack's first natty was in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is in the Central Time Zone. Detroit is not.
Correct.
They are east.
That is correct. So Ann Arbor is not in the Central Time Zone.
I learned also I had no idea the golf gods would be so gracious to let somebody hit a hole-in-one in back-to-back days. I had no
on
idea
the same
that
hole.
Was possible. So congratulations to Brendan Todd
on the same hole
for that. Oh, and also clubs. We won a tournament this past weekend.
Oh yeah,
another great win
in Bermuda.
That's right,
with a triangle trophy.
I've always said, man, I need to get into golf or at least like covering it full time because you're always in warm weather. Always.
Not always.
Not always.
Not always. Man, I've been with our team in some pretty cold and rainy conditions, but
hey, by the way, I didn't want to bring this up with Brendan because he probably gets tired of talking. You remember when he. Was it earlier this year? He had some choice words about the scientists. Who am I trying to think of? I'm completely drawing a blank.
I'm blanking too.
My bad. I shouldn't have even brought it up. The golfer, Bryson DeChambeau. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I missed that.
Well, I shouldn't have brought it up since we only have 20 seconds left. But he basically said, you know, if this guy had all the answers, wouldn't everybody be doing what he does or something like that? And I think Brendan caught a little bit of grief for that. Oh. But it's like, hey, you know what? Now he's won a tournament. Yeah,
I think he's got a good point.
So there. Anyway. All right. Great to see you, Steve. Logan, enjoyed it. Hey, have a great Wednesday. It's going to be a beautiful day. And thanks for joining us here. Hey, tap the app.